This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
He gets middle, throws out to Draymond. Right wing Moody. Left hand dribble back to Draymond. Unguarded, tap of the key. Three! Another one for Draymond Green! Warriors 42, Pelicans 39.
If they're not going to guard him, he's going to shoot it.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, we good. Draymond Green! Leading us in. What's up, everyone? Bonte and the guys on NBC Sports Bay Area had a cool Draymond stat at halftime because Draymond had hit two threes. And they had their record, what the Warriors' record is when Draymond hits at least two threes. But Bonte jumps in and goes, hey, if he hits another one, this game is pretty much over. The Warriors, historically, if Draymond Green hits three threes in a basketball game, 52-7.
Yeah, wow.
And Draymond came out in the third quarter and buckets.
Yep,
I'm going to bed. Good night.
It's over.
Night and night.
It was already feeling over anyway, but that definitely ended things. It's a damn impressive win coming off of a very impressive win.
I mean, I'm going to, I don't deserve any flowers for this, but I am going to reboot like just in a positivity sort of a vibe. I remember saying to you on Tuesday, why is everyone asking for a split? Let's go.
Feels like you're asking for flowers.
Get your brooms out. You can win both of these.
Is a two-game sweep really broom-worthy when you have two games against New Orleans and you win both?
With no Steph and no Andrew, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Forget who they didn't have.
Hey, if the Dodgers came here for a two-game set and the Giants won both, you're damn right. I'm riding to work on a broom the next day.
But if they won the first game in a two-game set, you wouldn't bring a broom to the second game. That would be really awkward, and that'd be kind of sad and pathetic.
And I would totally do that.
Yeah, I doubt it. You wouldn't, but yeah.
I mean, I'm the kind of guy that would completely ignore your little one-third of a championship from 4 years ago. I would do that.
Yeah, you're trying.
I would do. I'm not trying. I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it.
Yep.
And I'm doing it well.
You're doing it.
888-957-9570. So, again, what we're talking about right now, do you buy that this is a new Draymond? A new day-day, if you will. Draymond Green, NBC Sports Bay Area, after the game last night. Listen closely to these words.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to, like you said, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big, important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
So. Two things here, Dibs, that stand out to me. Number one, I think the line that gets me is not when he says, hey, you know, like, I wasn't acting right, I wasn't playing right, I want to do better. I feel like I've heard that before. But when Day-Day goes, listen, trying to understand that referees are just, they're human, they're people too.
Yeah.
They make mistakes.
Yeah, wow.
It's an emotional game, but I want to work with those emotions. That line feels different to me. Combined with the fact that approaching age 35, which in NBA terms means you're approaching 75, and saying that you're still willing to learn. Because I know a lot of people, whether it's within your job or your life or whatever, you get to a certain point, you're like, I'm stoned. I'm just me. You just got to deal with it. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to change anymore. Those are the two aspects of that soundbite that connect at least with me and make me think that maybe we're on to something this time around.
Well, we could be, and it's easy to say that when you're 4-1 after a game, and it's harder to do that in the moment when you go there and you get a call that doesn't go your way, and you saw it last night, and he did it the right way, which is he thought that the call was wrong. He did the twirly finger and marched over to Steve Kerr, and Steve, after having denied Brandon Podziemski, who joins us at 3:15,
sure
we can
does.
Ask him about you know, how that feels.
Can't wait to have a conversation with Brandon Podziemski today.
I mean, when you want it reviewed and your coach basically says no, even though you were right. Like,
very right.
Right.
So, very right, yes.
Like, that's got to be a little bit of a delicate dance, because it was early enough in the game to where, yes, it was just an out-of-bounds possession. And, you know, you want it reviewed, right, but it's the call was wrong, but I'd really like to save my challenge for something that's more impactful, like, I don't know, points, free throws.
I mean, a piece of this for me, I don't know if y'all felt this way too, is Steve Kerr's looking at Pods going, dude, you're in your second year.
Exactly.
When you're in your 12th year and you give me the finger, first of all, I won't be here anymore, but second of all, when you twirl in year 12, I'm listening.
When you're a former DPOI and you're going to the Hall of Fame.
You're going to the Hall.
And this is something to ask Steve, and I will ask him next week about, like, how does he go about deciding which finger twirl to acknowledge, recognize, and act upon? Because when Draymond does it, it does have a little bit extra heft.
And isn't Draymond undefeated so far this year?
Finger twirls?
Every time they've reviewed it, he's right. The call gets overturned.
It was until the second challenge last night.
Okay, until the second.
When he was 4-for-4, all on Draymond challenges, Steve Kerr was, before that last one. So he's now 4-for-5, but still all 5 have been on Draymond fouls.
Okay, and Pods is 0-for-0.
Correct.
Because Steve just looked at him and said, I don't care.
Right. Go back and play. It's basically
just
what it was.
Just play.
Yeah, just play. And I honestly, if Draymond wanted to give the ultimate gift back to basketball, he would become an official, because he knows a lot about the game, and he tends to be almost always right. He would be an incredible official.
He'd be an incredible coach. He'd be an incredible broadcaster. Be an incredible official. He's an incredible basketball player. All of those things. Just those emotions, man. Okay, let's hear from everybody. 888-957-9570. T.I. in Oakland. Hey, T.I., thanks for calling. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Not too much. Mark, I want to agree with you. First of all, I just believe that Draymond is starting to unlock some humility. He's a great player. I love his fire. But the only thing that I saw that he would need to change is his humility. How he approaches the game is great. And then, Dibs, I agree with you as well. I saw him go on the court last night and kind of coach up the young fellas. And I feel like this is all coming from Draymond knowing that it's getting to the end. And if we all remember last year how they brought up he might be a coach, Lakem did. So I think it all fares well for the Warriors if Draymond can keep that same attitude going forward. Thank you.
T.I., thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Yeah, listen, I sort of tiptoe into this opinion. I really do, because I don't want to be gullible. I don't want to be wrong. But there's something about this one that sounds and feels a little bit different. And maybe it's also the context. Maybe it's getting tucked inside the optimism of right now. Right, it's the beginning of the season, which is always an optimistic time. Now they've come out, they've won 4 of their first 5. They've done it at least twice without 2 of their top players, including their absolute franchise player. That leads to a moment of relaxation for the players and for the fans. So here's where I will almost battle back with myself, is I don't think Draymond has been confronted yet with what will be the most difficult times. You mentioned already, there are other players around the league that know damn well how to do this, how to get into Draymond's skin. Can you do it on the road? They haven't had a close game on the road yet against a veteran team. Can you do it when you're losing 3 in a row? Can you do it later in the season when your body's not feeling well? I think all of those challenges are still to come. But there's something that feels good about it right now.
Yeah, it's early, and I'm happy about it because I understand what it takes, and it takes just a one-day-at-a-time mentality. And yeah, you go to Houston on Saturday, and that's going to be a difficult game because Houston is young and up-and-coming, and they've got some size, and Draymond will be challenged. And then you go to Washington, and you go up against your old buddy, your former little brother, Jordan Poole, who's actually playing pretty well through early days in Washington. Then you go to Boston, you take on the defending champs, and you know that's going to be emotionally charged, and the Boston crowd's going to be all over him, and blank you, Draymond chance may pop up again. Then you go to Cleveland, then you end up with OKC. Not an easy road trip. There's going to be some adversity on this trip, but I hope that he keeps that one day at a time mentality because he can get through it.
Let's go to Burns in South City. Burns, before your Draymond point, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Damn. I'm thinking gummies, y'all. Anything gummy-wise, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'll take off. That's adult Halloween, Burns.
Yeah, right.
I mean, okay, all right. You thinking up the name with the selection. I hear you, but yeah, okay.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, Burns. What's up?
All right, I got a question for y'all. What do you say the morning after you put a disappointing Warriors season to bed?
What do you say the morning after you put a disappointing Warriors season to bed? It's a new day?
It's a brand new day.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was a good shot. I shot my shot. That's all I got. Yep.
No, you're close. You when you mentioned day earlier, I thought of it. Anyways, I think the difference between why this feels more impactful is that I don't think anyone's expecting Draymond to say anything. You know what I mean? Like, after the suspensions, we're all on the edge of our seats waiting for a response. And to be honest, it was a flat response. Like, we see, like, okay, you're going to counseling, you're going to anger therapy, but, like, those weren't like real words coming from the heart, from a place of reflection. And I think he mentioned it earlier, like he's humanizing himself and he's humanizing referees and he's humanizing his younger players that he's looking over. And I was at the game last night, right? And it was great to watch because I wasn't bothered by anything that Draymond was doing on the court that wasn't basketball related, right? Like, the only thing I was bothered by, I was like, Draymond, shoot the three, the Bonte stat, right? And he ended up shooting it, and we ended up winning, right? So, that being said, I'm a take what he said with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hope for the best, and, like, I think that Boston game is going to be the gauge, the thermometer for Draymond, the new Draymond turning the leaf, because they're going to go at him. I swear, fans, players, but I'll watch it all play out with a grin on my face because Warriors are cooking. The Warriors are cooking, boys, and thank you for your time, guys. Love y'all.
Burns, thanks. Yep. Appreciate it. Okay, this is a really good point that he just made, and I would love to highlight this. I wonder, did y'all catch what I think was the core of what Burns just said? The reason that what Draymond's saying is landing this time is because he's not forced to say it. He's not holding a press conference after getting reinstated or after getting kicked out of a game. It's sort of like in the past, Draymond has been that person that apologizes to you after you look at them and go, you owe me an apology.
Right.
Well, that's not as authentic. The apology is going to land a lot more if you're still mad and the other person just stops you right there walking down the hall and goes, hey, I want to tell you I'm sorry. I messed up. I was out of line. Draymond is bringing this up at a time when no one's asking, or at least no one's triggered by it. Nobody's worried because there was no tech last night. There has not been a suspension. And Draymond's mind is there when it doesn't have to be. I think that's a tremendous observation by Burns.
Yeah, and it's something that certainly can come early in the year and something that he's obviously thought about in the offseason. And he mentioned it in that cut that he had a bad year last year, not only in how he played, but in how he acted. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he has gone out and had some reflection. And if he goes out and something happens again, well, it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily off the bandwagon because there's going to be some hiccups and some missteps.
888-957-9570. Keep them coming. Sabrina in Oakley. Hi, Sabrina. Thank you for calling. What is your best Halloween costume in your life?
I've had some many. I guess a Wolverine. I did a Wolverine.
Okay.
Like a studio. It was pretty fun.
All right. I like it. Are you dressing up this year? Oh, man. I'm going to put you on hold, Sabrina. Hey, Lucas, can you work with her and see if you can get her to a better spot? I would love to hear what she has to say. But right now, I can't hear. Let's go to David in Watsonville. Hi, David. Thank you for calling. What's up?
What's going on, man? I just wanted to talk a little bit about JK, the way he's been playing the last couple of games, man. I've never seen him have this IQ before. I know last year he had that run of scoring, but man, it just seems like these last couple of games, he's really seeing the floor. He's making the right decisions. He's playing Warriors basketball. And I feel like he deserves his flowers for that.
Well, David,
he made some of the best passes I've seen him make in his career in that first game against New Orleans this series.
David, hold right there because I know you wanted to say something about Draymond too, but I'm glad you brought up Jonathan Kuminga. Dibs, you and I obviously spent the majority of our show talking about Kuminga and the reported sort of at least frustration that he was feeling about being moved to a role off of the bench. I thought he threw water on the whole fire with one exchange last night.
Right.
One exchange. This was perfect. This was absolutely a clinic. And he's sitting there with Kareth Burke, who asked the right question, which is, what do you think of what's going on? But the way she phrased it was, what do you think of your role change? And listen to what Jonathan says.
I don't think the role I've changed.
Well, just coming off the bench versus starting, regardless.
I mean, it don't matter. It's, you know, still, we all still playing out there, so it don't really matter. It's just going out there and being a professional and just playing as hard as you can. You know, all the minutes you get, no matter if it's two or whatever minutes you get, you know, just gotta go out there and just perform at the highest level, you know, it don't matter what it is. And, you know, just perform at the highest level. That's what you get. That's when you get all the minutes you want, but just going out there and not taking anything for granted, just playing as hard as you can.
I mean, that whole thing was about 35 seconds, but 5 seconds in, I was already like, we're done here.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. He's like, the role hasn't changed.
No, it's just about playing and being a pro, and that's what Zaza Pachulia told us on Tuesday when I asked him what advice he would give to JK and all younger players, and he said, just be a pro, and that's it. And I do think that Jonathan, in his last two times he spoke after games, he used that same phrase. So he's focused on that. And it doesn't matter if you play 2 minutes or 28 minutes or whatever you play. You go out there, you do your best, you contribute, you entertain, you perform, and that's it.
Well, and actually, though, I do think I get what he's saying, but it would matter if he was only getting 2 minutes. The issue is he's still getting between 25 to 30 minutes, even though he doesn't start. And so I loved his two answers. The role hasn't changed. And then she said, well, what about not starting? He said, it doesn't matter. We're all just playing. And no minutes in the game are less important than the other minutes, unless you're up by 20 with 2 minutes to go.
Right.
Those don't matter.
Pat Spencer's minute. And
exactly.
Beekman's minute. And Guy Santos and his minute.
Those minutes.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that don't matter. All right, back to David, though. Did you have something you wanted to say about Draymond, David?
Yeah, I just think that the way Draymond's handling this season and his emotions, it reflects on how the younger guys play, too, because he could play more of that leader role if he's easier to listen to. In my opinion, if he's that last year's Draymond where he's going crazy, where he's getting suspended every other game, but this season he's himself, and these younger guys can really look up to him to his full potential. I think it's great for the team, and I think that it's reflecting a lot on JK too.
David, thanks. Yeah, I mean I would hope. I mean that's one thing we talked about that a lot last year with regard to Jonathan Kuminga trying to come into his own and doing it at a time where this is the example that Draymond is setting and sort of worrying about the way that this is filtering down to the young guys. Obviously, throw the Jordan Poole punch into this whole thing. Like, you're Jonathan Kuminga, you're year two, and you're looking at this and you're like, this is what the leaders on the team are showing me? Not good. Not good. Whatever that storm was, though, at least in this moment, those two players look like they've weathered it.
Yeah, it also looks like the overall locker room culture is better, not only because of Draymond and Steph, and maybe it's because Clay and his negativity is gone. Whatever is not there anymore, if Draymond can be what we've seen, which is out on the floor coaching up five guys and, you know, giving attaboys to Moses Moody at the foul line, even though he made a mistake on defense that caused Draymond to commit a foul, leadership, mentorship and coaching and all the rest of it, that's only going to make younger players feel better and play better.
Sabrina's back. Let's see if she got to a better spot.
Let's go, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Woo! That voice sounds good now.
Yeah, I had to run inside Target to get some last-minute candy.
Oh, yeah.
You're not alone.
I'm guilty of the candy shopping earlier today as well. Yep, I'm a day of candy shopper.
Yeah, so pretty much I'll make it quick. It's just like, you know, I definitely believe Draymond, but I want others to understand that he could make a mistake, but that mistake is not necessarily just on him. It also has to go with, does the ref want to get rid of the reputation that he already has? Because, you know, there's other people that will argue the same amount that he would, and it might be something that's very little, very timid, but he still might get a technical. So we just also have to understand it from both ends. Like, you know, I definitely believe that he's going to come in there and do his best, but he still might get a technical here and there. And well, that's okay.
That's a great point, Sabrina, because I think, and thank you so much for hanging with us and trying back.
I see it completely the other way.
Okay, Sabrina, thanks.
I think that he gets more of a leash than other players.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. When he argues a call, like yesterday, for example, Pods, he was demonstrative over the out-of-bounds call that clearly didn't go off him, and he threw his hands up, and he stomped away from the ref. Boom, T. If Draymond does that, no T. Draymond gets a lot more leash, in my opinion, than a less experienced player, and that's the way the system is built, where they know Draymond. And Draymond, I believe, gets a lot more room, especially after he gets that first tech, because Draymond knows they don't want to throw him out. So he gets the first one, and then what do we normally see from Draymond? The old Draymond, not the new Draymond. The old Draymond gets a tech, and he doubles down.
He's going to go after you again.
And he knows that you don't want to throw him out. And so I think that Draymond Green gets a lot more leash than a lot of other players.
You might be right. That's interesting. I think that where his reputation hurts him might be sort of the after-the-fact stuff when it gets to the league office. And for instance, that's when, you know, he's going to get suspended for longer because of his history and whatnot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.